Okay, so let me have one that happened to me last night.
Okay.
As I went to order some food from a restaurant to pick up.
A restaurant, huh? Nice.
No, restaurant.
Oh, just a restaurant.
Yes.
Okay.
And they said the food was going to be ready around 7:15.
Okay.
I didn't leave my house till about 7:15. It takes about 10 minutes to get there because usually when they tell the time, it's not ready at that time.
And you don't want to sit there and wait.
Right. Yeah. So
that's the whole point of ordering online.
Exactly. So I take my time to go up there because I know maybe they're a little short-staffed or it's just going to take a little longer to get the food. I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Walk in, say name, said, you know what? The order's not ready yet. I'll let you know when it's ready. That's fine. I step to the side. There are about four of the people standing to the side waiting on their order. Well, when they get it ready, they just put it on this counter without saying a name.
Okay.
So
nice.
She put like three things on the counter, and I felt like it would be a jerk move just to walk up and just, you know, kind of thumb through the thing and see if it's mine or not when they said that they were going to get the names. And there are other people waiting. I don't want, even if it's a sack or a bag, I don't want to touch someone else's food.
You don't want to touch someone else's sack ever.
Right. So with them just putting like three orders there in a row at a time, you would think that they'd stop and say, this order's for Donovan, this order's for Thomas.
You would think so when you put it up on the thing.
But they didn't say anything. So we're all just kind of standing there like,
but there's no,
do
we there's no
do
screen
it?
On it?
There's no screen or anything that's like,
no, hey, it's just bad.
Wow.
And so like, do we do it? Like, I don't know the proper protocol here. So we just all kind of stood there. And then about 3 minutes later, she said, it's probably about 5 minutes. What's the name of your order? And I said, Donovan. And it was the first bag that she put down.
I would have immediately asked, like, whose is this?
Yeah, have you been there before?
Yes.
And is this their normal mode of order? So normally they do call out names.
Or normally if
they don't normally have a moron working.
See, that's what I think is that Buddy just didn't know how it's done or didn't look at the names and was kind of lazily just like, here y'all go.
Maybe they thought you were Superman and had X-ray vision.
It did kind of look like
a math
food.
Man, not
they
Superman.
May have been a bit swamped. Understaffed, and I know that's going on in restaurants these days, so I don't want to, and I wasn't there at 7:15 demanding, where is it? You said 7:15.
Give me my food.
But it's about 7:30, 7:35 when
that's
I got
excessive.
It.
That's excessive.
And they were, and they put it down 5 minutes before when you could have easily just, as soon as you put it down, said the name because there were still three or four people just standing there waiting.
Yeah, or attach the receipt to it so
right,
that
so
you
we
can
don't
see.
Have to
right.
And I still don't want to touch the food
fries.
Even if it's in a bag.
No, I mean, so. Travis is right. You don't want to touch someone else's sack.
Never. It's just not sanitary.
Facts. No, it isn't. And so you want to leave that alone. They need to call out the name. That's on them. Whatever place that you're talking about, I would say they're the jerk.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe
right.
Not they, but that specific worker was the
right.
Jerk.
Whoever that, they need to be let go.
Yeah.
You know what? That's not fair. They need to be trained properly.
There you go. Probably then, fired is a step too far.
But then when you order online, you do give the tip beforehand. Mm. And that's the whole point of the whole.
You should have asked for it back.
Well, I'm not doing that.
And I don't
she was like,
they
I tipped you
that.
To properly execute this task, and you didn't do that. So can I have that back?
Or not? Just a tip. Popper. But that probably, I had to wait a little bit longer for that. All right, let's get to the emails. Good morning, world's most dangerous midday show. Oh, he said greatest midday show.
Wow.
So
thank
last
you very
weekend,
much.
I took my family to see a movie at one of those fancy theaters with the nice reclining luxury loungers. Q Vivaldi. When I arrived, the guy sitting next to me had put his cell phone on the elbow rest between our two recliners that we would be sharing for the next 3 hours. I assumed he would move it when I sat down, but 1 hour, 6 text messages, and 1 phone call with his ringer on later, it
Whoa.
Was still there. Also, my cup holder was on that side, so every time I reached for my beer, a delicious IPA that Donnie would have hated, my forearm would
yes.
rest on his phone.
Man, me and this guy are friends.
So I decided to reach for my beer and intentionally elbow it onto his lap.
Yes.
Which I pulled off successfully. The
nice.
Dude just stared at me and never put his cell phone back on the elbow rest. Am I the jerk for elbowing his
no.
phone onto him, or is he the jerk for putting it there in the first place?
He's the jerk.
Legend.
I'm actually surprised that this guy, after the first text message, I would have like, I probably would have picked it up and been like, here you go, man.
Well,
and does the accidental knocking the phone into the guy's lap sort of bring us back into the two jerks don't make a right situation?
A little bit, but there's
it's
no
nowhere near as egregious as the 10 right. text messages and phone calls during a movie.
I mean,
I do need to read the P.S. though, because okay. I was all on Adam.
P.S. I picked it up and shoved it in his mouth.
All right, we're starting to bleed
I was all on Adam's side until he hit the P.S. I just saw this.
Okay,
also. Here's the P.S.
All right, all
uh-oh.
Right.
P.S. The grown-ass man had a 32-ounce cherry icy during the movie, which tells you all you need to know.
Okay.
What does it tell you? Because I enjoy a delicious icy every
Hell
time I go
yeah.
to the movies.
Hell
what
yeah.
are we doing here? Why the slander for a nice, delicious, yeah. cool, refreshing drink?
IPA guys
theater?
Are so snooty about their beverage
choice.
Yeah,
you beer guys, man. Oh, he is nice. Ooh. What's wrong with him?
If it was an IPA icy, I'd probably
snooty.
Like it.
I get an icy every time I go to the movies. Every time.
No, you don't.
Every time.
Okay. Let's go to a movie.
And
you're going to purposely order one?
I do.
He'll get two
time.
Of them.
And then, man. But see, maybe, just maybe, I'll have a nice little delicious treat that you can pour into the icy as you watch the movie.
I see what you're doing. Okay.
Yee. Man,
the only Whoa, other thing you can
that's
do
a
is to,
awesome right there.
Is tap this guy and be like, hey, man, your phone is lighting up. Do you mind? And that guy then might get angry at you, so it might make more sense to act like, oh, whoops, I knocked it on you. And because he didn't say anything back, he just held it in his lap after that.
Right, right.
Like, oh, thanks for pointing out that I don't know how to function in public.
It's a little bit of a jerk move to purposely knock his phone. But if you're going to say it accomplished what you wanted to do, then I think that heightens the jerk movement around for everyone.
Right. And it isn't like, either or. You can't ask him to move it, him say no, and then knock it off, because that's a real jerk move. You either gotta ask or you gotta knock it off.
Yeah, right. And those might be fighting actions if you do
right.
And I almost feel like that, like knocking it off, actually helped to avoid a possible confrontation.
You might be right.
So, I think
you may be right about that.
I think other guy is the jerk, not IPA friend.
Hmm. Okay, you're biased,
Look
but
at
I
me.
Agree.
All right. First off, I want to say that I immediately thought of Donnie Dew when this occurred. I went to visit my daughter in Jacksonville, Florida.
Oh, we no. And he took a dump in her toilet, upper decker.
Okay, you're ridiculous.
The game was in Jacksonville.
We went to a restaurant on the ocean while dining. A massive storm blew in. The amount of wind and rain that popped up out of nowhere was unreal. Thankfully, we were under a covering, so we didn't have to move. However, there was a huge uncovered patio that was getting soaked, and the wind was ripping the umbrellas off the tables and throwing them airborne.
Jeez.
All the waitstaff jumped into action to clear the patio, including my waitress. After like 5 minutes of this, I could feel that my food was dying in the kitchen, as it was certainly ready at this point of waiting. But none of the staff was delivering food as they were all clearing the patio.
Man.
Finally, our waitress comes by and says, your food is ready. I will be back in a minute. She was absolutely soaked to the bone. 3 minutes later, my cold-ass food was served by our waitress. I look up at her and notice she had changed clothes because she was so soaked from the rain. By now, she's wearing a different shirt, and in huge 72-point font on her chest was the devil's number.
Was the t-shirt white at least?
Okay.
Six.
With what appeared to be a devil in horns beneath. This was covered by her original shirt, but now it was visible. I had it at this point. My food sucked. I had to sit outside in the heat and humidity, and now my waitress has a giant devil staring me in the face every trip back to the table.
Man.
I'm normally a very generous tipper, but I paid the tab and tipped significantly less than I normally would have. Am I the jerk for tipping less primarily because of the tattoo? I felt bad in retrospect, especially since she was seemingly nice and worked very hard clearing the patio. In my defense, it was still close to 20%, but I'm normally a 30 to 40% tipper. That is Chris.
Because of the tattoo.
Yeah. The devil tattoo.
Hmm.
Yeah, I think if she had just had a devil tattoo, she would have got a normal tip. You were mad because your food was cold.
Yeah.
Because that poor staff had to go out in the rain and clear off their restaurant's equipment before it all blew away.
Six.
Yeah, I felt like it's just all the layers to everything that was happening kind of added to his
frustration.
His,
yeah,
that's a AccuWeather,
so like, I don't think you can blame the tattoo. I can understand the weight and you're frustrated with the food being cold. I get that.
But she didn't choose to go out there and do that. She was definitely told to go out there and
she
do that.
She did choose the tattoo, though.
She did, but...
Six.
That has nothing to do with him or his food.
I mean, yeah, like, do you not tip someone? Oh, I don't like your tattoo choices.
because of the way they look, Donovan. You won't tip people because of the way they look. What's wrong with you?
Whoa. I mean, what if somebody doesn't like? I don't know
what.
I'm just saying. Because
I mean,
I
what would you do?
What if somebody they doesn't like Super Mario like, and he had a Super Mario tattoo?
What if a purple flower tattooed on you? That's dumb. Okay, well, cool. I mean, I don't think it is.
Let me see that purple flower tattoo.
How would you? you're pretty against the 666 number. So if you
no, what? Yeah, yeah.
Yes, I am. Hardcore.
Oh,
six.
Norm.
What's the last number?
No.
I forgot six. It. Ah, there it is. So if you had a waitress with a 666 tattoo, or maybe several 666 tattoos, maybe 666
tattoos. Will you stop saying seriously? I will drive back to the station.
What if it was on her forehead and you just had to look at it the whole time?
Yeah, and she hit devil horns at you every time she walked away from the from
what
the
if
table?
You were single and the hottest chick you've ever seen in your life wanted you, but she had that tattooed on her face?
Yeah, I think I'm out. On her face?
Well, no, she had it tattooed, you know.
What if it was like down head. Close to the triangle?
Yeah. What is so matter-of-factly saying?
What? I'm just naming shapes.
Right. Maybe had 1 6 on each up top and then another one.
Oh, kinda, you know, okay, you know what? This
segment, yeah, like one in between them.
Yeah. Or you know,
like down, instead of piercing
somewhere
what
below
if
the
had,
navel. Like there's
had
one
pierced.
Down there, two up there.
Yeah. Could you do that? Are you so anti?
Yes, I am.
You hate the devil that
much. As everyone should.
Oh. Well,
what if it was the three hottest chicks you ever saw and each one of them had a six tattooed on?
That's
just an individual six. Yeah.
But they all were like, we're together.
Right. It's part of the deal.
No, it's still different. They all just have one. That's fine.
He's like, hey, you turn around. Turn around.
That's fine. All right, that's Am I the Jerk for this week. Am I the Jerk 1310 at gmail.com if you want to send in those submissions. And we do it every single Thursday at 10:50.